My name is Gabriel, and I'm returning a call from the Alabama Department of Labor and Employment Division. May I speak to the person who requests this call?
Yes, ma'am. Milton Babers, Jr.
Okay, I need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality insurance purposes. How can I help you?
I just tried to file a claim on the website, and after I filled out all the information, it exited out the page and told me to either call you guys or go back into it and try to fill it out, but I'd rather just fill it out over the phone.
Okay, may I have your social security number?
420-434-912.
Okay. Can you verify your name, your date of birth, and your mother's maiden name?
Yes, ma'am. Milton Babers, Jr. My mother's maiden name is Owens. The last name, right?
Yes, sir. The name before she
Yeah,
got married.
Owens.
Okay, can you
And
verify your? I'm sorry, go ahead, sir.
the birth date, right?
Yes, sir.
01-02-1995.
Okay. And can you verify your driver's license number?
Yes, ma'am. 8707677.
Okay. Do you have difficulty speaking or reading and writing or understanding English?
No.
Okay, what is your preferred language?
English.
Okay, do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No.
What is the highest grade you completed in school?
Graduated high school.
Okay, did you attend college?
No.
Okay, if you approve for your benefits, you have the options to receive your payments, direct deposit into your checking or savings account, or through the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card. Which you prefer?
Direct deposit.
Checking or savings?
Savings.
Okay, may I have a router number?
The round number is 171-0000. That's 4 zeros. And it's 152486.
Okay, would that be your account number instead of your routing number?
Oh, yeah, that's the account number. I'm tripping. My bad about that. That's the account
Okay.
number.
You say okay for the account number is 171-4015.
Two,
Okay,
four,
15248. Okay. Okay. And what's your routing number?
and the round number is 262-216. I'm not 1-6, but 7-6-4-1-0.
Okay, that's 2622-76410.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, what's your mailing address?
613 Arthur Street,
Okay, and that's Montgomery, Alabama, 36107.
yes.
Okay, is your residence address different from your mailing address or is it the same?
It's the same.
Okay, has your address changed in the last year?
No.
Okay, what's your telephone number?
334-560-9352.
Okay. It is necessary to verify your identity when filing for UC benefits. You will be asked to answer randomly generated questions. Question one. Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 181 Blue Water Drive, 615 Little Farm Road, 6201 Cherry Hill Road, or 80 Lemon Lane?
6201 chair here.
Okay. Okay, what month was Eddie Babers Jr. born in? April, June, August, October, or none of the above?
None of the above.
Okay. Which of the following streets have you never lived or you use as your address? Chapman Street, Market Street, Nicholas Way, or Weymouth Lane Northwest, or all of the above?
Chapman Street.
Okay. Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No.
Okay. Did you work in another state other than Alabama in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No.
Okay. Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you receive notification that you have TRA certification?
No.
Okay. When was the last day you worked?
The last day I worked was, which day is it? The day is, well, I'm pull up the calendar.
Okay.
Thanksgiving was on the 24th, so the last day at work was the 18th of November.
Okay. Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
Do you work for yourself or own a business or your corporate officer for your business?
None of those.
Okay.
You can continue.
Okay. Are you currently working solo on commission base or do you have a real estate license?
No.
Okay. Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No.
Okay, are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Okay, are you available for all shifts in your normal trade occupation?
Can you read that again for me?
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade occupation?
Yes.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to work-related injury?
No.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
They say 20.
What is the lowest hourly wage which you accept?
15.
Do you obtain work now through a union hiring hall?
You say what now?
Do you obtain work now through a union?
No.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No.
Okay, what was your job title?
Supervisor.
And what was the name of this job, the company name?
QS Automotives.
Okay. Would it be Quality Service Partners?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, do you have a good phone number for this job?
Yes.
Okay.
It'd be 256-677-2678.
Okay, and when did you first start this job?
I started this job, was it last year? Yeah. I think it was last year. Nope. Yeah, last year, and I want to say like August.
Okay, what date of last year in August?
Probably, let's just say the 17th.
Okay. And what city and state was the work performed in?
Montgomery, Alabama.
Okay. Have you received or do you expect to receive in the following pay for any time after your last day of work? Vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
No.
Have you applied for a pension from this employer?
No.
Okay, and why are you no longer working for this job?
They have no work in Montgomery, and the closest thing they have work in Tuscaloosa, and I'm not willing to travel that far.
So you was laid off?
Yes.
Okay. Do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefits check withheld for federal income tax?
No.
Okay, your 4-digit PIN number is going to be 1295.
Okay.
So that's 1295, and I'm going to read you the closing statements, and we'll be done.
Okay.
The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 or 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. The unemployment claim we just finished also registers you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for a duration of your employment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers, or you can log in at alabamaworks.alabama.gov. and submit your online resume. You must be able and seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits.
Okay.
Unemployment claim use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. If you choose to file through the internet, the web address is labor.alabama.gov. And if you want to file through the telephone, the number you should call each week is 1-800-752-7389. Your weekly certifications can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. on Friday, but not on Saturday. So you're going to make your first certification either by telephone or internet on this coming Sunday.
Okay.
Okay, we have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions for me?
No, ma'am.
Okay, well, thank you for calling the Alabama Employment Claims Line. Enjoy your day.
All right, you too now.
You too. Bye-bye.